I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Utah-based medics are fighting the coronavirus on the front lines in New York.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's morning news.
Yeah, medics from Hill Air Force Base are now battling COVID-19 in New York City.
The coronavirus. Our special coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on the deployment from Hill Air Force Base. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, the first medics from the Reserve 419th Unit left yesterday, and other nurse practitioners and RNs should be going out later this week. Chief Nurse Jimmy Jones says he has some nerves about being deployed, but he still wants to help and believes he can stay safe.
Being utilized in any way that can help not just the people of New York, but anywhere in the country is quite an honor to be selected.
He had only about 24 hours notice before leaving Utah. The executive order is from President Trump. It's for up to 180 days, but could be extended. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah has more than 1,600 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 8 people have died, 124 people in the hospital. The Division of Emergency Management says our hospitals are not overwhelmed right now, but Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy is being set up as an alternative care site for people who need to be hospitalized for other less serious issues.
After multi-hour waits at the drive-thrus last week, the DMV is extending their hours. Director Monty Roberts thinks some of the pileup might be for people who have lost their jobs.
Influencing certain individuals to unload toys like trailers, boats, unneeded cars, if you will, ATVs.
Starting today at the Salt Lake City, Draper, Farmington, and Ogden locations, DMV drive-thrus will be open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays 8 to 5.
As we mentioned in our money news at the top of the hour, statistics are starting to move in the right direction in New York. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Tim. It is a hopeful sign from New York as COVID-19 deaths are declining over the last couple of days.
What is the significance of that? It's too early to tell.
Governor Cuomo says more than 12,000 New York State residents were released from hospitals over a 24-hour period. New York's Metropolitan Transit Authority says coronavirus has hit their agency hard, with 22 transit workers dying of COVID-19. More than 1,000 MTA workers have tested positive. Over 5,000 are in isolation. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hospitalized for precautionary reasons as his symptoms from COVID-19 persist after 10 days. He's been in isolation and told the country it's a critical time in the pandemic.
Please, please stick with the guidance now.
Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio, and Queen Elizabeth gave a rare TV address to Britain last night.
We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return.
The speech came just as Britain jumped past Italy with the highest daily death toll from COVID-19 in Europe. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
8 new temples will be built around the world by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President Russell M. Nelson announced them during Sunday's General Conference. In addition to Dubai, Shanghai, China, Argentina, the Congo, Nigeria, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Tallahassee, Florida, a temple will be built in Syracuse, Utah.
In all 8 locations, church architects will work with local officials so that the temple will harmonize with and be a beautiful addition to each community.
President Nelson says the temple in Dubai was made possible because of an invitation from that country.
The Utah Foundation has created an online tool that gives Utahns a look at the process of redrawing Utah's four congressional districts. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with that story. Mark.
Well, Tim, lawmakers will redraw, of course, next year based on numbers gathered from the 2020 census. Christopher Collard says the idea he had was to draw the districts to ensure that each one had the same number of people. He tells Deseret News that's a lot harder than it sounds, but drawing the interactive map, which he says is just a taste of the actual process, was a lot of fun. Voters will have more of a hand in redistricting after the legislature had passed a measure allowing all independent redistricting an independent redistricting commission. Until then, you can interact at utahfoundation.org/redistricting. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.